Hi, everyone. This is Errol at Zendik Farm, and this is, I think, the second, this is second radio show we've done since Mexico, and it feels very, very good to be back, even though I'm going through so many changes. It's kind of, I'm up and down like a roller coaster in dealing with sickness and health and negativity and being affirmative and trying to be, you know, alive and real and working and still taking care of myself and stuff that I'm not used to doing. You know, I'm not used to focusing on myself. I'm used to working outside myself. That's what I've always done. I go outside myself. And so this is like, some friends wrote me a card before I left and said they were sorry I was having a disagreeable learning experience. And I really appreciated it because they said that it would be left behind, which was hopeful and great of them to say that. But I didn't really know how disagreeable it was going to be because after, medical intervention, then it's pretty much up to me how I'm gonna deal with this thing, how I'm gonna change the way I handle life, because there's no running away from yourself when you're sick. You know what I mean? You're trapped in the body. And I think what I've always done, I know what I've always done when I'm trapped is run. I try to do something about it. I don't mean run, you know, go, but a run in the sense of take a ride, take a hike, do art, get involved in something outside myself, in creativity, really. And I love it. It's what feeds me, and it's what feeds Zendik. You know, it's very interesting about this Zendik movement, and I really want to make a pitch to you guys, that anybody who would consider living here, anyone who would consider, like, what would it be like to be free, you know, within the structure that we've got. I mean, nobody can be absolutely free in the way we can imagine freedom, because there's no escaping the culture you live in. You know what I mean? And the culture we all live in is very restrictive and very repressive and very violent and very stupid. So you can't get away out of that vibration or out of the reality of the culture we all came out of. You can't get away from it. You don't come to Zendik Farm and then suddenly everything's utopia and everything's beautiful and everything's fine and everything's wonderful, because it isn't. But what it has a chance for you to live life in an unrestricted way, the way it sets up for us in the world as it is, unless you're, I guess, independently wealthy, and the independently wealthy people I've known are not happy either, because they're tied in to dividends and stocks and interest rates and all of that stuff. You know, so it doesn't really matter whether you have a ton of money or no money, but you're stuck. You're in slavery to more or less degrees, as we all are. You know what I mean? Like, we are dependent on outside sources for food. We're dependent on our outside forces for outside sources and forces for electricity. We're dependent on transportation, just like everybody else is. So we are dependent, just as everyone else is. So we know what the score is. We know that living the way it is set up in the culture, the civilization that this is, and it's been, the United States culture has been shipped all over the world. So this is not just in America. This is everywhere to more or less degrees. Is a state of enslavement. It's a state of having to spend the moments of your life, which are the only moments you have as of now, being alive, spending those moments, most of them in in doing things you don't really want to do that have nothing to do with the expression of your soul or your essential self. You know what I mean? There's no expressing that. That is saved for perhaps weekends or after work or after school or little brief glimpses when you're escaping into something, you know, drugs or movies or coffee or whatever it is. And so you only have little tastes of freedom. Well, at Zendik, those tastes get bigger. And you find that your life, instead of becoming more constricting, becomes more expansive. And at first it can be difficult because you're used to all the stuff you're used to. It's just like I'm saying about myself. I'm used to getting in the car, going for a ride, or hiking, or doing this or doing that. And now that I have a sickness that I have to take care of, I don't have that anymore. I have to find my own resources. So it's not that it's totally free, Zendik, but it's more free than anywhere else. And the reason it is because it's not just because we try to be self-sufficient unto each other, but it's because the movement is based, this Zendik movement is based in creativity. It was started by two artists, myself and Wolf. Wolf, artist philosopher, myself an artist activist. We came together, formed this movement together, believing that we had to learn how to live together. Human beings, we had to learn how to do that. And there's no going anywhere unless we could do that. So Zendik was formed out of an artistic, aesthetic drive to create the best art you possibly could without commercial restraints, and to create an atmosphere where people could become honest with each other, really honest. Because once you can become really honest with another human being, your vistas open wide. You know, your world of possibilities just leaps. It's just enormous. I can't even begin to tell you what it does. It sounds so simple that you can think, well, I don't know. What's the big deal of that? You know, to be honest. But if you think about it, what I was saying, most of our enslavement comes from not being able to be honest. I mean, we have to spend our days surviving, and most of that is spent in not getting honest. We don't want to jeopardize survival, and you do jeopardize survival when you get honest. You know what I mean? You could end up in jail, you can end up without a job, you can get thrown out of school, you could have no friends. It's very difficult. It's not an easy thing to do. So the thing about Zendik is that it is formed on the principles of artistic freedom, artistic creativity, and creativity in friendship, creativity in comradeship, creativity in working together in a common goal for a common cause. There's a thing that happens about that. It becomes a very safe environment, relatively, again, you know. Because there is, that we are not cut off from the rest of our culture. We're very much in our culture. Most of you know that. I mean, we are out on the streets every week. We are constantly out and about, and we're constantly communicating and getting communication back. So it's not like we're in some kind of little back-to-the-land bubble. You know what I mean? We're very, very much dealing in the world as it is. We have to survive, and we have no false ideas about that. We know the compromises we make, and we know where we'd like to go, where we'd like to become more creative, where we'd like to become more honest, where we would like to be freer. But we are constrained like everybody else to earn a living. And earning a living has become a thing of enforced kind of enslavement. It really has. It should be, earning a living should be freedom, you know? And if you could get these idiots that run things, which I would like to go on a whole other thing one of these days, talking about what happened to create the idiots that are running the world. These guys, and they're basically guys, are extremely inept. They're extremely incapable of running a home. They can't do it. They know nothing except an insane drive for dominance and competitive rewards. That's it, kids. I mean, that's all that drives these guys. So you can't even, like, talk rationally to them because they're irrational. They have no understanding of the basic needs and drives of humanity, which are not dominance and competitive power. Most human beings are not out for that. There's only a few relative to all the human beings on Earth. They're predatory. They're archaic. They are way back in a mindset that is no longer viable, never was viable, really, has led us all to this brink of absolute pain. Everyone, us, the animals, the planet itself, children, women, everyone lives in a pain-filled world. And it's because it's being run by people who have no, excuse me, no philosophical base in anything real. They just have no idea what that is about. It doesn't even occur to them that there could be a real drive in humanity for peace and contentment and fulfilling work. They have no idea that that really is a drive. They see everything as challenge and competition and pain, really, to overcome or defeat, or, you know what I mean? It's all from that point of view. They have no holistic point of view about anything. And they're ruining everything. They're destroying everything. And everybody senses it. And they're strutting and they're peacocking and they're guns and their boats and their planes and all that looks like, God, you can never stop this. You know, they're just like absolutely power-filled and crazy. And it won't work. It's not working. It's time for another way to go. And I was saying before, I want to talk on another show about some of the conclusions I'm coming to about male-female roles in running the world. And what has to happen that way. I'm working on it and pretty much got it tied down to what's gone wrong and what's happening and what is continuing to happen and what the responsibilities of males and females are going to have to be. Because it has to become a male-female world, gang. It really does. These guys are just incredibly stupid. Dangerously stupid. And we have to change them out. We have to change them out for something better. And that's where equilibrium comes in. That's where Zendik comes in. So getting back to what I was trying to say at the beginning of all this is that if you've ever thought that your life could be a continuum of ever expanding, creativity, pleasure, friendship, love, understanding, paying dues, but having those dues paid pay off in a better, happier life. If you could ever dream of just kicking over whatever you're doing that isn't making you happy and come here, you really should do it. You should really give yourself that opportunity if you can. If you can't, you can just keep doing what you're doing, which is to keep in touch, which is to keep writing, keep calling, keep visiting. But if you could find your way to live here, males and females. This is really an egalitarian culture. It really is equal between men and women. Men and women are different, but they're equal. You know, you can find safety, creativity, security, and friendship here. Friendship goes in with security, doesn't it? If you have friends, you're secure. I'm certainly finding that one out. There's lessons for everyone in everything, you know? And you've got to begin to look at your life as something precious and something holy and something for you to express the highest of yourself in. You know what I mean? Begin to look at your life as something that's so precious and so holy that you have to live it to the absolute fullest you can. And if you can get there, if you can believe that, then you can live here and take the big leap, take the chance and come on down or come on over or come on up to our place in North Carolina, which is an absolutely gorgeous place, and make this your home. I mean, a real home, where what you are is so essential for the survival of everybody else that you are essentially needed to make the whole thing work. There is that promise for your life to become something grand, something glorious, something dramatic. You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted my life to be something that would mean something forever, you know? And I went through all my changes of pain and not accepting responsibility and, I can't even go on with what I've done in my life to avoid fulfilling that destiny. And that's what we all have to do. We have to work towards fulfilling the destiny that is inherent in us as human beings. We have to become what our minds and hearts and souls are made of, the best of us. We have to learn how to expand into that, to grow into the image. You know, it's like we all have an image, or a lot of people have an image of what they could be. You know, it's kind of like your highest fantasy or daydream about what you could be. And then you have to cast that in front of you and start moving towards it and start living that way by what you dream, by what you aspire to, by what you would wish you would be, you know? And you can do that at Zendik. And you can do that by associating with Zendik, because we will encourage you that way and want you to hold on to your highest dreams, your highest ideals, your highest wants, the way you see yourself as a human being given so much time on this earth. And what will you do with it? Will you continue in slavery, or will you begin to find out what freedom tastes like, feels like, could be? You see? So that's what we offer here. It's quite a challenge, but if you make the switch into living the life you would dream to have, you get addicted to it. It begins to really mean something to you that you wouldn't give up for anything, you know? So that's how I feel about it. I would love to see you all here. I know I've said in the past I would not love to see you all here, because on a certain level, everybody is such a drag when they, we, come in with all our baggage, and even though we know better, we still wanna, you know, act out and behave like we don't know better. That's an old trick of human beings to want to do. So even though you're going to come in with that kind of baggage on you, you're going to get so much more out of life than you probably are now. If you're discontented, if you're dissatisfied, if you would like something grander, bigger, like I said, more dramatic, whatever, then this is the place to share it with, and this is the place, hopefully, for you to grow and live and become what you would like to be. So I think that's it this morning. Always give a weather report, right? It's a gorgeous day here at the farm. It's windy, but it's sunny, and the gardens are pretty much sleeping, and we are on the road. I think we are in Richmond, and we are in New Orleans this week, and we will be around in Charlotte and Greenville and Atlanta. And come by and see us and say hello and come and visit. And try to see this as a home for yourself, as a place where you can be with others who share the same kind of impulses and feelings that you do. Okay, this is Errol at Zendik Farm, and I'll talk to you later. Ciao.